Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I know that we have to get through Christmas first. However, it's also the time of year where people are starting to plan for 2026, the new year. How are we going to ring it in? And there are, of course, a million and one different options if you are looking for something to do to celebrate the end of 2025 and ring in 2026. But maybe you don't have to go that far. Mike McGarry, Hartford's biggest cheerleader. I know that the mayor will probably be upset that I said that, but it is what it is. I mean, seriously, this guy all day long, I mean, he's calling me at 5:30 in the morning. He's calling me at 8:30 at night. Mike McGarry really is Hartford's biggest cheerleader and has a hand in preparing and promoting and talking about First Night Hartford for 2026. Mike is with us, and he'll be our guest on Spotlight Connecticut for the hour. Mike, welcome to the show. Hi.
Thank you very much, because I've been on this board since 1994. A long time. You've been alive that long?
Almost. Sure. Almost. 1996 for me. So you've been on this board just 2 years longer than I've been alive.
Anyway, now, you know, I don't expect anybody to be able to remember all this stuff I'm going to throw at you. Right away, let's say the website, firstnight.org, if people do a website. Now, not everybody does social media. There they should look for the Hartford News, that little paper put out in Hartford. That would be the program. And it'll be all over town. And people can, there's a number, if people want to get the program, they can call the Hartford News. It's 860-296-6128. And as time you say, I pick up the paper here, there, and everywhere. I particularly, you know, there's a place I have the paper, a place you'd love. Have you ever been to a Moe's Midtown?
Yeah.
The coffee shop, yeah.
Yeah.
A historic place there. Well, I make sure he has plenty of papers. He's a great guy running a place. And give him a little half commercial here. Stop in and get a paper and buy a cup of coffee. They're a great little place. All these old historic places I particularly like, a lot of them are in First Night. You know, you picked it up. By the way, that paper will be ready Thursday. Be online. HartfordPublications.com.
In other words, what you're saying, Mike, is that you're giving our audience on WTIC News Talk 1080 a bit of an exclusive here? Is that what you're telling me?
Absolutely. You're the first people to hear all this stuff that's going on. Last year, it was tough raising money. It was tough putting things together. This year, I'm on the board, so I said, look, you got to have a better program than last year. I know it's tough. why don't we try these things? And other people kicked in as a good board. So a lot of great things all over town. A lot of great things don't have to cost very much money, as you'll hear when I tell you about it all. So there's great stuff this year. I think it's one of the best years, most diverse, for sure, of any years. Everything from jazz to hip-hop, from plays to shows, a lot of stuff, from nightclubs to kids' readings. It's one of the better night years of first nights that I've seen, and I've seen a lot of them. So you want me to start with all this stuff?
I'll tell you what. I want you to start in 1994. How did you get involved in all of this?
Well, I was, oddly enough, as a guy like me being on the Harbor City Council, we were on the council, we came in with Mayor Mike. And I was asked to get on the board and help out. And I did, and I had a little background in that stuff. So I got involved and was on it all those years. And I've seen wonderful nights, 45 degrees, big moonlight, and blizzards. I'll never forget the one year that we had a wonderful program. This is back when the corporations gave money to things. Now they're not so good.
Yeah, it's impossible to get a dime out of them.
Yeah, well, anyway, back then they were a little better. So we had a great program, counting on a lot of people coming. A blizzard turned around and wiped it out. We were $50,000 in the hole. What do you mean? What are we going to do? The board gets together and says, I'm not coming anymore. I said, wait a minute. Anna Farah, wonderful lady with the gas company back then. Anna and I said, look, if you can't afford to pay 50, you can't afford to pay 100. Let's go full speed ahead next year and hope to God that the weather's good. Well, we put together even a better program the next year. Paid all the money back, ended up with a surplus. I think it was $17,000. People flooded the city, and it was great. It was moonlit night, 45 degrees, no wind, and great stuff. So after COVID, things settled down a bit, but it was hard the last couple of years. This year, it's coming back with a real rush and some great, great stuff that I'm very proud of the outfit. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, putting it together, and the board, and the people cooperating, especially on Pratt Street. It's really terrific stuff. So, is the shotgun ready? Can I go ahead and start?
Sure, tease a few things, and of course, we've got the whole hour, so we'll talk about all of this ad nauseum, but give us a little taste.
Well, you start with the major events. Of course, there's a big main stage on Trinity with a bunch of vendors there, and then right close by to that is where they do the fireworks, near the Capitol, where the pavilion is. They blow them up over the pavilion. And that's at 6 and 12, 6 p.m. and 12. Now, in Bushnell Park also, and this is also, that's free, of course, fireworks. And the ice skating, of course, is free. And then the pump house. You know, someday I got to take you in a pump house. You know, it's really a pump house.
There is?
Half of it, yeah, two-thirds of it's a big room for training, which they did this back in the 40s when they buried the Park River.
Ah, yes, the famous Park River. We talked about that before.
Yeah. Anyway, there in that pump house complex is the pump house. Actually, get down these stairs right to the Park River. It's really fascinating, you know. It's like something out of Marquis de Sade, but it is pretty fascinating. But the room itself has been refurbished the last couple of years. Couldn't use it last year because of the refurbishing. This year, Santa Claus is there, I guess, right now, next to the skating. You can go visit Santa. Once that's over, of course, after Christmas, we start to gear it up for our first night. The Knights of Columbus, the Cathedral of St. Joseph Knights of Columbus, we're a service organization. That comes first. We will service people there this way. We're going to offer a warm, cozy, indoor place with a warm, clean, lit bathroom.
You just sold me right then and there, because getting a bathroom, especially for a large event or New Year's, I mean, that's half the battle.
Well, you can go to the porta potty.
Nobody wants to go to a porta potty.
Well, they're not exactly warm, lit, or clean.
No, that's why nobody wants to go.
So anyway, there'll be a bit of a line waiting, I guess, but people will, we go in every half hour and clean it tonight. We do hot chocolate and coffee and snacks. We have music from 2 right up to 8:30. Great music. Sinan Bakar, great guitarist. Bill Katz is going to do some folk music. And Jeannie Freeman will be doing Irish music after 6:30. So from 2 to 8:30, that's the Pump House, and that's going to be great. And right out, there's a little courtyard there. There'll be something going in there, too. So that's a pretty nice thing. But then a little about the history of First Night. You probably never heard all this. Back in the 80s, it was called Winterfest, toward the end of the 80s. And my wife, who's now deceased, you know. We were there, and we saw 87 fireworks in the snow. Back then, we were sitting in a restaurant, it's now a hotel, sitting in a restaurant right across from it, where the Capitol Hotel is. There used to be a restaurant there.
Okay.
We sat and watched the fireworks. Now, in the 90s, Hartford decided to be this nationwide movement for First Night. It was anti-alcohol back then, not so much anymore, but it was anti-alcohol. Now, I won't say anti, have a First Night without drinking, essentially, was the whole idea. Back way back then.
Kind of like a prohibition in a way?
Well, let's just say, yeah, you could go get a drink somewhere. Who knows who's going to bother you doing that? But none of the venues could have any alcohol tie-in. But that kind of faded away over the years. Kind of had to, I guess. And there's no longer, I don't think, there's a national organization anymore. COVID killed that. But we're one of the few, and very few towns have First Night anymore. They're expensive to put on. Have bad weather. Ken Kahn, a wonderful hero of ours back in the 90s, I don't think you ever met him. He retired right before 2000 and went to Florida to finish out another job. Anyway, Ken was in Fort Worth for 4 years, and every night they had a storm. So they just decided after 4 years, we're not going to do this anymore. Fort Worth, Texas. So we always are rolling the dice with weather, and I've seen it all. Beautiful nights like I described, and blizzards. Wind where you couldn't stand up, cold where you couldn't not wear gloves. And it's a crapshoot. But if the weather's nice, people come out, see the fireworks, do all the stuff, skate and all that. And lots of people, like last year. It rained later on, you know, toward the latter part of the night, and they had to do the fireworks early. But it was pretty good. I mean, there was a lot of people around.
Yeah, all the thunder and lightning, too.
Oh, it was tough, yeah. But not as many venues as this year, because we kind of put the arm on the organizers. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So, guys, you got to have more things to do. And they did. They come up with a lot of stuff. And I got involved a little bit to push that, of course. So, anyway, here's the story. We have some great stuff that are a lot of fun to do and different. Pratt Street. Now, you got to get down to Pratt Street. You know, Ronnie and Jody Morneau, as you know, they're going to be closing.
Right, they're moving.
That store. Yeah, moving down the street to their own building. They had an old lease, and the rent went much higher, of course it would be. And they have an empty storefront down where they used to be, Tuesdays. So this one, when they're down there, we go Tuesdays, Stackpole-Moore, and Tryon. And people remember, too, you wouldn't, you were around then. Tuesdays, and that'll be a great little store, similar to what they had many years ago. So anyway, there'll be a lot of room there. And Nat Reeves, a famous jazz musician, is doing a two-hour show right there in the beginning of Pratt Street.
We continue on Spotlight Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham. Mike McGarry is with us, not to talk about Christmas, but what to do after Christmas. Yes, we're in the holiday mood, and he's talking about First Night Hartford. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about how Nat Reeves is going to be performing on New Year's Eve in Hartford. Isn't that right, Mike?
Yep, 4 to 6. It's the Eminem Trio, and he, of course, it's his trio. And he may have other guests come in to play with him for 2 hours. And they're going to show off, you know, what the history of Stackpole's, and I'm going to talk to people about the moving down the street, you know, to 257 Asylum. And they'll also, well, I'm giving them a little commercial. They've got great bargains now trying to get rid of stuff before they move.
Yeah, they got to move.
Yeah, the whole idea, though, will be a party for their friends and people who've been customers and people that come to first night. Now, there is a wristband, and a wristband costs $15 for adults and, I don't know, $5 for kids or something. Now, the retail stores that are involved on Pratt Street, the people got to come and go. They don't need to wear a wristband.
So does that include the Nat Reeves show?
Oh, yeah. You don't need a wristband to walk in and out of retail places, of course.
Now, how did they get him? Do you know?
Well, they get him because, I'll take blame for this. I get talking to him. I said, we had had him there a couple of years ago for something. And they said, well, we're going to close on the 31st. What do we do? I said, well, get Nat. Nat, usually he doesn't like to travel on New Year's. He might be free. So they brought him in. They made a deal. He's bringing in the group. And also probably other musicians will come and go like they do in a performance that he does. He brings in talent from all over the country, actually.
You know what I think is really interesting here? You're saying that he's doing a show from 4 until 6?
Yeah.
You know, in other words, it doesn't have to be 10 at night. You know, everybody thinks that New Year's has to be at midnight or 10 at night or 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning. It could be if that's what you're into, but it doesn't have to be. They're doing this at 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, the thinking is a lot of people like to go to dinner and then go home and watch TV in Times Square. I mean, a lot of people don't stay up to midnight or not night owls. And that's a nice thing. You can go there. There's a lot else going on, but you can go to that, see the magic, music, talk to them, look around a little bit, walk right up the street. There's other things I'm going to tell you about. And then go have dinner, see the fireworks at 6, go have dinner. There's plenty of places with dinner in downtown. And then we'll go home and do what you want. Or hang around to the 12 o'clock fireworks. I don't know why you need two of them. But,
well, why not? Everybody loves fireworks. That's why.
Come down and have a hot chocolate at the Knights of Columbus, you know. But there's, you know, the carousel will be going on, the music in the park, and all these other things. Now, right down, I'm going to run you right down Pratt Street.
Okay, so we've already talked about Mornald, Stackpole, Moore, Tryon, and Nat Reeves, who will be performing there. So where else do people go there?
A couple steps down, there's a coffee shop right across the street. I'll have some entertainment, 95 Pratt. Now, Capital Spirits, get this. That's this very large liquor store downtown. And they're going to give away samples of non-alcoholic beverages, which is really, because there's still, although it's not a rule anymore, but first night, it's not to promote alcohol. It's to promote other things for those that don't particularly want to drink or do these things without a drink, you know, if you want. No, there's no rule at all. But they're going to give a bevy of non-alcoholic the whole night. You walk in there, you can try. I'll toss some brand names. Why not? Probably. Now, Guinness has a non-alcoholic Guinness now. Did you know that?
That's news to me.
Yeah, and then Heineken. I don't particularly like non-alcoholic drinks. That's me. And I don't particularly like light beer, but I like a Heineken Light. You know, on a hot day, Heineken Light is just right. And then the Heineken Zero. I had one. It does taste like Heineken. It's not the alcohol part, but it's pretty good. And there's a whole bunch of mocktails.
So you're saying that this is available at one of the stores?
Yeah, they have the big liquor store there on Pratt Street. They have the best selection of Irish whiskeys I've ever seen. They're not Irish. I don't know who told them to do that, but I'm glad they did.
And they have this available for first night?
Yeah, the whole night, yeah, from 2 right up till whatever.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
They close. I don't know what time they close. I think they allow the liquor stores to be open right up to midnight, I think. I don't know. I'm no expert on that. I just know I'm a customer once in a while. Anyway, across the street at Vaughn's, come 7 o'clock, it's Ireland's New Year. So they're going to put Ireland on the TV. They can do that somehow. I don't know how. And people will be able to raise a glass to Ireland's first night. Imagine that. And now, the people that run Pratt Street, that would be Rory and Lelania, they kind of put it all together. I think they're trying to do every single time zone and move it around from place to place to place, because we kind of come up with the idea of Ireland. Well, that'd be pretty cool. Okay, everybody, stop for a minute. Happy New Year, Poland, or wherever. That'd be fun.
Mike McGarry is with us. We got off on a tangent, but we are here to talk about First Night Hartford. And Mike, I want to go through the list, the key bullet points that people need to know about First Night to ring in 2026. We've already talked it a little bit and given a taste to people about Nat Reeves and why that is so important at Moore Tryon, and how they're moving and that location after all these years is closing and they're going out with one big shebang with Nat Reeves. So that's an interesting show in and of itself. And it's happening New Year's Eve in Hartford. But we want to talk about some of the other places as well, Mike.
Now, youngsters like yourself ought to see Lynn Davis's little talk in the Hartford Prince right on Pratt Street there. Frog Hollow back in the 40s and 50s in Hartford. How different things were. She's going to read to kids and adults about how it was to grow up then. She's written a couple of great books about it. She's going to read from one. That's pretty good. Now, the big announcement, ta-da, ta-da,
okay,
is the Bond Ballroom. Talk about going back to the 40s and 50s. The Bond Ballroom was historic because that was probably the finest place in Connecticut, the top of the Bond. And when the floods came in 36, people were stuck there. And there were, I see pictures of boats, people going to a wedding there on boats to get to the ballroom. Anyhow, so the Bond Ballroom be 9 to 12, 9 at 9 p.m. to midnight, and they're going to have music, dancing, the best view you could get, and that has an extra charge. If you're going to take your wife out and do her friend out or partner out, whatever, and do a great night, you go to the website. Again, they'll give you all the details so I can tell you some other stuff.
What else?
A whole bunch of things going to go on. The main stage has a 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock show right before the fireworks. The Cathedral of St. Joseph, my cathedral. Earlier in the day, as you're headed downtown from the west part, you stop at the cathedral, the special concert right after 4 o'clock Mass, about 4:45 or so. The great organist will bring in a vocalist, and they'll do something at the cathedral, and then you head on down. And on and on and on, we got great stuff here. The Silent Disco. Can you imagine?
Silent disco?
Yeah. I guess what you do is you put headphones on or those little earbobs.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
It's going to be in the library from 8:30 to 11:30 that night, right before the fireworks at the Hartford Library, the main branch, the big one there, you know, 500 Main Street.
Those are weird. They're cool, but they're weird. Because I'm used to the loud discotheques.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's this place called One Bar down at Union Place. Oh, by the way, Union Place is a headquarters for all this, where you can get your button, you get your information, stuff will be going on there at the train station. And that's good because there's always parking there. You know, it's easy to move, people move in and out all the time, easy to get a spot, run in, get a schedule if you didn't get one already, and so on. So Union Place is the headquarters, and then right across the street, those are into R&B. There's something going on there the whole time. And then they have a live band and all that. And so there's a whole, again, so much stuff here. Art space, the old Channel 18 building. Well, you wouldn't know. You're too young. Channel 18 used to have a building right near the train station. Now it's an arts place where arts people live.
Right.
There's a big thing going on there. Christ Church Cathedral. They got a magic show, 3 to 4:30. And then improv down there in Asylum at 11 or 9 or whatever it is in Asylum, right there in the middle of town. Every night, every hour, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, and 10, different improv comedy. I suppose that's what we're doing now, right?
A little bit.
A little bit. And then Center Church is going to have a baby grand piano, Center Church, from 3 to 4:30. Trumbull Kitchen's got a DJ, of all things. Trumbull Kitchen with a DJ.
That's different for them.
Yeah, good for them. Theater Works has got this nightfall operation where they do all the Pepuccino around town. I don't know if you've ever seen one. It's pretty interesting. They're in a half a dozen places. They'll be earlier at the library, at Theater Works, I don't know, a couple of other places. So I said we boiled a lot of stuff into a night. And other nights, you know, since COVID, it hasn't been quite this active. So now we're doing it, especially that Bond Ballroom. Years and years ago, I was running for office, and I used that as a fundraiser. And boy, people loved it because it's got the feel of the 40s and 50s all shined up. And when you look out, there's Golden Dome of the Capitol. You can almost touch it when you're at those front windows. You can look out, and there it is. And so that's, they're going to have this special thing there, which will be a lot of fun for those who want a nice evening and be with people and maybe bring friends along. You know, the cost is about what it would be for a good dinner. And this, you get everything. You know, you get something to eat. And music.
And all of these places are included. So if you get a ticket, it includes access to all of these places, all these things?
Yeah, the Bond will be extra because it'll be a fundraiser.
Correct.
People pay to get food and music and the party and all that stuff, seeing the fireworks from there. Because depending on the weather, I mean, even if you're outside, it's kind of cold. It's the winter. To see the fireworks can be uncomfortable. And everything kind of stops when you do the fireworks. Last year, the fireworks they had to put it back an hour because of the rain that was going to come. And they got that word out over the internet and such. They had a big crowd. But, you know, The important thing is that people think a little bit and buy a wristband. That supports it, and it gets you into everything. Some things like the retail operations, of course, you can walk in and walk out. But other things, they're going to ask you to have a wristband because they have to raise enough money to make this thing go. It's not as easy to raise money these days, as you know. These corporations, that when
they're tight
money, well, they contribute money for their mission. What the devil's their mission? To make more money, I guess, you know. So it's tough for a lot of these things. And like the parades today, you know, they're very expensive to put on. St. Patrick's Day parade. We lost a Veterans Parade. Were you around when we had that, the Veterans Parade? I don't think you were. But that kind of died out because of the costs of it. But anyhow, this is a struggle to come up with the revenues to make this work First Night.
So in other words, people need to pay their way. They need to make sure that if they want to be part of First Night Hartford, they have to get their wristband officially.
Yeah, officially. Yeah, there's a lot of things you can walk in. And of course, the fireworks are free and the ice skating's free. And
when you do this for yourself, you do it for everybody.
That's right. And you know, $15 is, you know, go to McDonald's and you blow $15.
Yeah, quickly.
Buy a coffee if you're a friend at Starbucks and 15 is going.
So the website that people need to know, I'm on the website right here, firstnighthartford.org, firstnighthartford.org. All this information's there, and also in the Hartford newspaper that you'll have coming up.
Yep, comes out the 18th, and it'll have the full program, much more than what we're talking about here. It'll have directions and a map and all that kind of stuff.
This is just a tease.
Now, parking is free downtown on the streets after 2.
Well, that's good to know. Look, Mike, we're almost out of time. But again, the website is firstnighthartford.org or in your Hartford News newspaper.
Yeah, HartfordPublications.com. HartfordPublications.com has all of our papers all the way back for 50 years. But they'll have on there, it'll say current issue. The current issue will have all this stuff in it, and we'll spread them around town.
And that's coming up on the 18th. Mike, Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year's. Next week it is the Christmas show with friends Daniele, Kate, and their newborn baby, Athena. They'll be with us on WTIC News Talk 1080. And of course, Monday, my special announcement at 7:20. Just what is it? What is it going to mean for the future of me at WTIC? Everybody's wondering about that. Monday at 7:20. Bye.
Will it bring us a little more?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.